Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. It's Jenna Jane there. Whiskey, my old friend. I do like whiskey. Yes. Whiskey's good.
I don't mind whiskey.
Whiskey sour. I'm not going to go through the list of whiskeys.
You know, I have a funny quick story for you.
Okay.
One of our cat's names, Whiskey A Go-Go.
I love them already.
And that's, you know, an LA bar that a lot of bands play at. All our neighborhood kids just go, whiskey, whiskey. And I'm like, I wonder what the parents think as the kids run around going, whiskey.
Excellent.
Yes. Okay.
Jimmy K and Terry Barr with you on a Saturday night. Jenna Jane's on the phone with us right now.
Yeah.
I think, are you in Wausau tonight, Jenna?
I'm actually in Eagle River tonight.
Eagle River.
Nice.
Love that. I bet the colors are just fantastic.
Oh, they gotta be.
Oh, yeah. We're almost, I think we're past peak up here.
Nice.
Wow.
Jenna Jane, I am excited to have you on Max Inc. Radio tonight. Thank you for the time. Mm-hmm. And we've been playing your new music, I think, for the last month and a half now, off your new album, Knew Me When. And I guess my first question is, who is Jenna Jane? Because your voice and the way you present your art on stage is top notch.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, Jenna?
Well, thank you. I'm 25 years old. And I've been doing this, actually playing gigs since I was 12.
Wow.
So I just grew up doing it. It's kind of just in my blood.
What got you started at 12? I assume mom and dad had a big role in this.
Yeah. So my dad and my uncle, growing up, they were actually pretty good friends with a lot of the guys from Cheap Trick. So they were in bands throughout high school. My uncle owns a music store, so it just came naturally. They're like, hey, you need to start playing. So I'm like, hey, give me a guitar.
And at what point did it click, hey, I have these songs, I want to make an album?
You know, the album process was kind of crazy. So my producer, Tim Driscoll, he's out of the UP in Michigan, and I sat down with him. I'm like, hey, I want to produce an album, and I kind of want it to be like the story of my life. And I want it to, you know, hit people in the face right off the bat. You know, the first album, the debut album, it's gotta be killer. So we took one of my songs, one of my singles that we already had out, and we decided to throw it on there. That song was super meaningful. That's Faded. That's been out since February. And then the songwriting process, he helped with a lot of that. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, all the creative juices were flowing on the album for sure.
Man, and then you had an album release in Nashville. Girl, you're going for it. I love it. Tell us a little bit about the trip, and how did those shows go in Nashville?
Yeah, so it was great. We went down there the week of August 19th for that release party, and that was actually held at the Stillery. They've got a couple locations, so I got in with them, got to play some shows down there. And after the release party was great, tons of feedback. And shortly after I was down there, I ended up signing a developmental deal with a label in Nashville.
Score.
So, yeah.
Okay, so now what happens?
we start writing more songs, and we just continue to push them to radio and get them heard. So
that's kind of like the dream. That's the pie in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great. You got to play at the Bluebird Cafe down there. Oh. That's pretty legendary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the reaction like at home? Like after you got back from Nashville, you've obviously gotten some good press out there, both written and on radio.
And then the deal.
What's the friends and family saying here?
When I got back home, I played a show a couple days after I got home, and it was probably one of the best welcome homes you could have gotten because everybody and their brother came out to support and say hey and talk about the trip. So that was really heartwarming, and I really enjoyed that.
And you're up in the Wausau. You're from the Wausau area, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm about an hour and a half north of Wausau.
Okay. Still Bull Falls Radio Network up there.
Absolutely.
98.9 FM.
So they all just heard that song on the radio, which is really fun. What about any more new songs? Obviously, you mentioned with the developmental deal, you got to get writing again. So when can we expect any of those?
We're still working on that.
Okay.
We're still working on that. That'll be a few months. I would say 2023, you'll hear some songs from the label. But I do have a song that will be coming out November 19th. I wrote it for my fiance because we are getting married on November 19th. And so we're gonna release the song on our wedding day. Nice. So I'm really excited.
Oh, congratulations.
Do us a favor and send us the song.
Oh.
MaxInkRadio at Gmail.
We'll
play it and we'll cheer the husband and groom. Or the bride and groom. What am I saying?
So what plans do you what plans do you guys have as far as like, do you want to, you know, now this is getting really personal, do you want to stay in the Midwest, Wisconsin, are you thinking about Nashville, or do you just feel like you can go and tour and do whatever from wherever?
You know, the way that everything works right now, there's so much that you can do virtually. Even my label said this, you don't have to live here. We'll give you a place to stay when you come down. I really like the city of Nashville. Don't get me wrong. I love the city, but I also love the slowdown of the Midwest and coming home, and just the North Woods of Wisconsin is so beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk to you about that in maybe January or early February.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes, right?
That's when she'll be in Nashville.
Travel to the south. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I can't blame you. If you need a roadie, let me know.
Right. Yeah, we'll do.
Jenna Jane on with us, Jimmy K and Terry Barr. Rocker is off tonight. So, Jenna, what's up? What's on the calendar? Where can people come see you perform
and support you?
Yeah, so this next weekend, we're going to be more in the southeast part of the state, so more like Port Washington, Denmark area.
Nice.
And then I go to Cancun.
Oh.
What?
Hello.
And are you doing shows there?
Yeah, I'm playing a country fest with some pretty big names down there in Cancun at the Hard Rock Riviera Hotel. And I think Trace Adkins, Justin Moore, Rodney Adkins. Yeah, so it's going to be a good time.
So they got you working now. Now you have to go to Cancun and work.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. It's a tough life.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you, though.
That's
this
awesome.
Is incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jenna, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Jenna. Don't be a stranger.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Send us a new track. Please.
I will.
We'll play it. After whatever, I don't know what November 19th day is. Is that a Saturday?
Yeah.
It is? We'll play it that night.
That'd be fun.
Send my calendar.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Tell us about the song, which happens to be the next song we're going to play, which happens to be the title track off the latest album, Knew Me When. What's the story behind this?
I just have to laugh whenever everyone asks me about what it's about. So I had finally decided, I would say probably 6 months ago, that I was going to quit my job and I was going to do this thing full swing. And I did just that, and everything got crazy and awesome. And I had so many people telling me that, you know, I was out of my mind. Why would you quit your job? And why would you go for it? And then I had, you know, a bunch of people coming out of the woodwork like, oh, Jenna's releasing an album. I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to you in, you know, a couple of years. So that's kind of where Knew Me When came from, like the line. It was like, don't come around and say that you're my friend. And, you know, don't ever say that you knew me when.
Well, I didn't know you when, but
we know
you now. And I'm happy that we do.
Yes.
So good.
Jenna, have a great night. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jenna.
Congratulations on your success.
Thanks for having me, guys. We'll talk soon.
I love it. Thank you.
Knew Me When. Jenna Jane on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.